Your At Work Network on Casey At Work on 107.7.
Good morning, goeiemôre. Ja, jy is met my Gerinde Wet op At Work Casey 107.7. I have a very special lady in the studio, Vivian Peterson. Welcome on At Work Casey 107.7. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Karin. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you. I'm really honored to have you here this morning because I know you're very, very, very busy. You're one of those ladies, you know, always busy. Yeah, but thank you. I really appreciate you making time to come in.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Vivian, please tell me more about yourself. Vivian, the person. Not Vivian the professional. What do you do for fun?
Well,
and what is Vivian's likes and dislikes? Just something about Vivian.
Okay. Well, seeing that you've just been mentioning this music and shaking the body, I definitely love a little boogie. And I clearly haven't done that for a long time. So... thanks for reminding me of that.
So you're going to boogie some?
Definitely have to boogie and shake it all off.
Oh, yeah. You're going to shake it all off.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love being in nature. So a little bit of a thrill seeker. So I probably would like rock climbing and things like that. But I must say, I'm working too hard, so I'm not getting to those fun things enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love the ocean, love being with friends, like community. So
I never knew you liked rock climbing.
Yeah, I do, but I just haven't gotten there for a very long time.
But you have done it before.
Wow.
Yeah, but time
like
to
keeping
make
fit, like yoga.
Yeah.
So
time to make time.
Time to make time.
You're right. Vivian. Please tell me more about your profession now. You are a health coach, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Please elaborate.
So I suppose I practice in natural medicine, nutritional and herbal medicine. I've got a passion for the earth, and I really think everything was created with purpose, and I just think we've lost a lot of that wisdom. But I had a lot of health issues when I was young, and it was natural medicine that healed me. And I suppose that's where the passion came from. I really just love the body's capacity to heal if we kind of just get out the way, if that makes sense.
Does make sense, yeah.
So I also find that there's a lot of... there's a lot of aggressive ways and means that people, there's a lot of chronic diseases. I mean, we're really facing severe chronic diseases currently. And I prefer a more gentle, non-invasive approach as opposed to, you know, a radical approach that sometimes you struggle to return back from. I use two types of technologies in terms of diagnostics, and I do live blood analysis. So I've got a device from Russia, a magnetic resonance device. So it reads the body's magnetic field. So it reads the energy emitted by the protons and electrons. So it gives you a great idea of which organs are inflamed, maybe which viruses or bacteria or parasites are in the body. And then we use Rife therapy. So Rife was a doctor in the 1800s, and he actually got a Nobel Prize for bursting cancer cells then.
Okay.
So it's a...
Now the natural way?
Yeah. So what happens is with the technology, I'm able to see, say, you've got Epstein-Barr virus or poliovirus or whichever viruses are active within the body. Because sometimes you can have an organism that's not pathogenic, that it's making you sick, but it's lingering in there.
Pathogenic, please? Can you explain?
Sorry, yeah. It's like you can maybe have a virus that's lingering, but it's not like a virus that's making you physically sick where you've got severe symptoms.
Okay.
But it's lingering there, so it keeps you tired or it keeps you inflamed or that type of thing. So with a Rife, the Rife machine probably has about 1,200 different frequencies on. So because of the scan, I'm able to see, say, for instance, there's hepatitis A virus. And then one holds these two little cylinders, which does put an electrical current through the body, but it's a mild current. And the frequency for that thing bursts just that thing. So it's targeted. So it doesn't do damage to the rest of the body.
Okay.
It's not the same as, for instance, when you take an antibiotic, it really destroys everything in the gut. And a lot of your bacteria and organisms in the gut are actually beneficial for you. So this just targets, you know, the ones that we're selecting. So it's a very gentle
approach.
Yeah. And then we also have an ultrasound machine. It's basically technology that runs on sound waves, but they're so high that you don't hear them. It's a little bit like a dog whistle.
Okay.
But it's also the same. You can actually shrink tumors with this technology. You can...
With the ultrasound.
With the ultrasound, yeah. So,
are we talking about cancer tumors, stuff like that?
Yeah. Cancer tumors. It could be for polyps. There's a lot of. You could do sleep apnea, for instance. You can do frequencies that, you know, like theta frequencies that help the person to relax. There's frequencies that stimulate renewal of cells. There's frequencies that help you to detox toxic chemicals or metals or things out of the body. So it's a profound technology, but obviously it is also one of those where it does work better if people come more preventatively or if they're at the beginning of a process as opposed to end stage.
Okay, so for example, you would advise that, say you have been diagnosed with cancer stage in the beginning stages, to come for such an approach before going for chemo or stuff.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, I obviously everything has its place and there's times when different things are needed, but you can actually clear up a lot of things if you catch them early. So with these types of technologies, one can see up front, oh, you know, your body's in a not in a good state, or there's certain fungi or things in the body, and you always find them when people do have cancers. So you want to start clearing that up so that you don't end up there.
Okay. I'm just going to make an example quickly. Say if you go to a doctor and you say, I want a medical checkup, right? So can someone come to you and say, I'm coming for a checkup, so you can use the scan to detect whatever. Explain more in that regard.
Yes. Quickly. So, I mean, I would say people have to keep doing their medical checkups. This is more complementary to that.
Okay.
But it is often, you know, often if someone's got a condition, they need to maybe do 10 different blood tests to find what the problem is. And then that can be quite costly because this almost helps you to see which organisms are there, which vitamins, minerals are deficient. It sort of will tell me if you don't have good absorption in the small intestine or if there's a fatty liver or if your uric acid's high or... not enough if your blood's too thick maybe, so circulation's not good. So the scans allow me to see that quite easily. It isn't medical testing because it is based on electrofrequency. So it's more based on Einstein and Nikola Tesla's mode of thinking, which is you're not just physical matter, you are also frequency. You're a wave and a particle. So your emotions affect your body and your physical health.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And we're going to stop there with a bit of music, and we're going to get back to Vivian after this because she gave me something to think about. So, yeah, we want to hear more about this when we get back after this. me and Vivian Peterson of Vivid Health.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.
Vivian, you are a holistic counselor.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Please explain.
So, you know, when so generally you are body, mind and soul, and most times and oftentimes it's normally an emotional trauma or an emotional trigger or that really sets the path into that imbalance within the body. So, say for instance, somebody might go through trauma and then they have poor coping mechanisms. And then it's in the poor coping mechanisms that they start losing their health. So it's also because we work with cleansing and detoxing the body, within your body you're also storing emotional trauma. And when you start cleaning the physical vessel, whatever you're holding in cellular memory also comes up or comes out to the fore. So it's holistic in the sense that we try and help people physically and mentally and emotionally, you know, and guide them or will refer them on if it seems like it's much more a psychological problem as opposed to a physical problem. But that when people start doing detoxes, they often emotions that's stored, things that they haven't been able to share or that actually also comes out. So it's about holding space for them within that too.
Wow. Cleaning emotional trauma.
Mm.
Elaborate on that, please. What does it mean, cleaning emotional trauma? What do you do?
For me, purification of the body is really where a lot of healing happens, because your body is designed with really infinite wisdom. And the body's natural process is to heal. You know, if you think if you get cut, the body heals itself. It's a natural, it's how it's designed, I suppose.
Okay.
And you know, there's different emotions almost stored in different organs as such. So the liver, for instance, if something's happened to someone and there's a lot of anger and resentment and that kind of thing, so
yeah.
Often then the liver starts becoming compromised. If there's a lot of fear-based things, then often your kidneys start taking more strain. So mm-hmm. I always, when I'm sitting with a client, I'll look at, you know, which organs are inflamed, but what's the emotional story of the person at the same time. So this is based a lot on Chinese medicine, ancient Chinese medicine. That was part of my studies, was just to do the principles of it. When you start cleansing, emotions often come up. So it's to help people to navigate that as they're busy cleansing the body.
So if I understand correct, that with you do a consultation,
mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they get the scan and then you can see which organs are inflamed. Do you then give them counseling as well?
Yeah.
For the emotional part?
Yeah, so
does that go together?
It does, but I mean, I only do it within my capacity. If I find that, you know, someone needs to go and see someone, then I'll refer them. So
okay.
If someone needs to go and see a psychologist or
you refer
to,
them.
Yeah, then I'll refer
them
on.
So you work in conjunction with those medical professionals as well. You, whatever you can do, and then you do the holistic, the natural part
mm-hmm.
with them and what, something like that. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this, you know, there's so many people that struggles with cancer, and you know, they sometimes feel so hopeless when they are or where they have been diagnosed. And then there's also people suffering from depression, which is a thing now in our society. But coming to the cancer part, someone out there that maybe there's someone listening and tuning in today that maybe has gotten such a diagnosis, what is the alternative for them in conjunction with the medical help that they get from the doctors? What other alternative would you advise that can help?
Yeah, so, you know, I would, I use Intervene a lot for cancer clients. Intervene is a biblical oil blend that's consists of frankincense, myrrh, cedarwood, chrysanthemum, geranium, lemon balm, lemongrass, neem, oregano, clove, garlic, peppermint, turmeric in one little bottle. So we've had beautiful, we've really been able to help people beautifully with Intervene. This is also just for any type of inflammatory condition, but it's very alkalizing. It's got a pH of, I think, 10.7, so it's super alkalizing for the body. And cancer cells cannot grow in an alkaline space. Oh. So like basic principles in terms of cancer, I mean, if your body's acidic, it actually activates proto-oncogenic genes. So
oncogenic. What's that?
Genes. It's cancer-forming genes.
Okay.
So how we try and help people is to get their body into an optimal space. So if you're alkalizing the body, then cancer's ability to grow is lessened.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of science on the ingredients that are in Intervene. So that also helps with cancer cell death. And we have actually been able to help quite a few people have good quality days and extension of days. If we've had people that come and they're at the early stage of cancer, those we've been able to help much more easily. It's end stage that's difficult.
That's difficult.
Yeah. Then also, obviously, if someone is busy doing chemo, then I would know there's certain, like, I won't give Intervene to someone who's doing chemo, because then the two are working against each other.
Okay.
So there you'd use other things such as resveratrol or sulforaphane. You'll use things that actually protect the body from the damage without taking away the actual effects of the chemo. So, you know, each case is different.
If I can ask, the success stories around, especially the cancer treatment.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't as such keep track of them, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I haven't got a list of how many. But we've had, we've been able to help quite a lot of people who actually got cancer now post these mRNA vaccines, because we happen to pick it up early before it's actually even formed tumors, or, you know, before the disease has progressed. So there we've had good results. But the sadness, I suppose, with our industry is often people only get to us. I mean, that's a common thing, is people will come to us because there's nothing more that can be done for them. So they've actually been told to, prepare their end.
Okay.
And there've been quite a few that we've been able to help have 3, 4, 5, 6 more years, but living a good day.
Good quality.
You know, good quality life, yeah. But I can't give you numbers as such. I probably have about 18 people that have got cancer at the moment that I'm seeing.
Vivian, wow, I hope someone is listening out there. If you need this help, don't be in despair. There's always other ways to many ways to kill a cat. Let's say it like that. This is another option for you. I normally understood when I hear about holistic healers or natural. I'm thinking about you're going to give me a lot of plants and a lot of this and a lot of that, you know. So that is what I used to think. But after I met you and I saw what you do and the amazing work you do, I am more, you know, more clued up now. So where can people find you if somebody want to book a consultation with you?
So our offices are at 5 Station Street, Paarl, and then the phone number is 072-566-8055. So an initial consultation is 2 hours, and then with that included is an hour of Rife therapy.
Is that now with a machine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, with a scan that you get.
Yeah, so I'll do the quantum scan and the magnetic resonance scan.
Okay.
And then we'll do an hour of Rife. Sometimes that Rife takes longer because it takes about 20 minutes per organism.
Okay.
So then sometimes people will come for a few hours, actually, of Rife. And, yeah, so basically you're in for about a 3-hour session, first round. And then follow-ups are shorter. Then we rescan, and then you're able to see a comparison. So it will tell you, you know, what percentage strengthening there is of the organs. Also with a quantum scan, if the fatty liver's gone or the uric acid's gone, it doesn't show anymore. And, yeah, people's symptoms normally are, you know, the scan and the symptoms reflect the same thing.
Wow. Before you go, I've been really, this was informative. You know, especially out there, if you're struggling with cancer, I would say go. Come make a turn by Vivian, you know, there's many other ways to help and assist. Not just that, to look at your body in a holistic way, naturally. Before you go, I just want to read this for you. Always loving the music and content on the KC at Work show with Gereen, the sound that sets you free. Tuned into the interview with Vivian Peterson, empowering wellness. Love her take on keeping things natural. Interested in hearing more of her insights. I am already learning new things like pathogenic. I also learned that. And wishing everyone a stress-free and wonderful weekend. Chanel live streaming from Belleville was tuned into you. Thank you so much, Vivian, for making time.
Thank you so much, Gereen. Also, thank you for this, because, you know, it is a passion to help people to embody their highest truth, you know, to live as optimal as possible.
Most definitely. You're welcome.
So thank you.
We hope this to hear more from you.
Work is never work if you're with Casey at Work on 107.7.